Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This is the world broadcast of Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waqif Deen Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم الصراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
We greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
O Muslims, peace be unto you. We pray the blessings and peace be upon Muhammad, the universal messenger prophet to whom the Quran was revealed, upon his descendants, his companions, the righteous all. Ameen. I bear witness that there is but one God and that Muhammad is the messenger of God. Allah Most High tells us in Quran that if we should meet the ignorant people, say peace. إِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. If we should meet the ignorant people, say to them, peace. That is, that we shouldn't get into an embarrassing situation with ignorant, disrespectful people. But if you happen to have meeting with them, confrontation with them, that is, if you happen to have a confrontation with them, to give them peace, greet them peace with peace, and keep on your way. Do not engage the ignorant. Peace and blessings upon the Prophet. The Prophet himself is the model of excellence for all believers, for all people, that is. And it is said of the Prophet that he never went indulged to the extreme in anything. He never indulged to extreme in anything. I used to think that his personality was kind of, I would say, frozen. From descriptions that I had received of the Prophet before reading more myself and hearing more from others who knew of the Prophet's life, peace and blessings be on him. Then I came to see the Prophet as what I would say is a perfect human being. And God says of him in the Quran that he is a mortal being like we are. He's a mortal being like we are. He had the same emotions we have, the same life, same needs, and the same emotions that we have. But God made him most excellent. He did not give himself to extremes. It is reported that he never laughed so much that you could see inside of his mouth while he was laughing. It is reported, and I read now from the hadith, عن عبد الله ابن الحارث ابن جزء قال. It is reported that Abdullah, son of Harith, son of Jazin, said, ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. That I never saw anyone more pleasant of face than the Prophet. Never saw anyone with a more pleasant face than the Prophet. Whenever you saw him, there was always a pleasant look on his face. His face was gleaming all the time. Praise be to Allah. And we know that the Prophet said, peace and blessings be upon him, whoever meets his brother with a pleasant face does charity. Whoever meets his brother with a pleasant face does charity. Now, here is a report from the wife of the Prophet, may God be pleased with her, عن عائشة قالت ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مستجمعا ضاحكا حتى أرى منه لهواته. That she said that she never saw, and this is his wife, she never saw the messenger of God, the prophet of God, laugh to the extent that you could see his tongue pellet in his mouth or inside the opening of his mouth. إنما كان يتبسم. Surely he had the habit always of smiling, not bursting out in a laugh. Now, why have I chose this today for us? Because the general public, the American people, the Western people, they love extremes. They like to laugh to extreme. They like to cry to extreme. They love extreme. If it's sad, it has to be just a bath. You have to wallow all in the tears, you know. It has to be a full submerge. It has to be fully submerged in it. And if it's funny, it has to be hilarious. You have to go crazy. And these tendencies are bad for the general public. The intelligence of the American public, they don't do that. But it's the general public that go to these extremes. And I find that because we are not established in tradition like Irish people, Italian people, and many others, although Italian people, they love to laugh a lot too much too. But they at least have something to check them. They have a sense of Italian behavior. I don't think we have a sense of Negro, Bihalalian, African-American, whatever we are. I don't think we have a sense of our own ethnic behavior. We don't have a sense of what should be our behavior. So we tend to follow whatever the mood is in the public. If the mood in the public is to be extremely silly, you find most blacks will become extremely silly. So we Muslims, we can't follow that. We have to follow the Prophet. Again, the Prophet has said, peace and blessings be on him, that whoever follows the ways of the people, the fads of the people, is one of them. So if we are Muslims, then we won't follow the fads of the people. We won't follow their ways. They cut their hair bald, you cut your hair bald. They wear a bushel full on their heads, you wear a bushel full of hair on your head. You're not supposed to follow them. We're supposed to take the moderate way, the intelligent means, golden mean, they call it, right? The intelligent behavior between the extremes. That's what the Muslims are supposed to do. God says of this community that it is a well-balanced community. It is the midway community, meaning that it is a community that does not give itself to any extremes. But it follows the rule of intelligence, moderation in all things. Don't go to extremes. So she says, the wife of the prophet, God be pleased with her, she says that he always had a pleasant face. He never laughed, but he would always smile. He would never laugh like people laugh with their mouth wide open. You can see all inside their mouth. But he would smile. His face would smile. So let us remember that and guard against the extreme, because God says to us, it is the devil who promotes the extremes. Satan, Shaitan, he is the one who promotes the extreme. So guard against extreme behavior, extreme sadness, and extreme laughter to the point where you become silly, just hilarious. Giggle, giggle, giggle. The thing now, if you wanna look like you into the know, the youngster has to laugh like he's crazy at everything. Right. Yeah. Right. They meet each other, haven't said a word, didn't even greet each other yet, and burst out in a laugh. See a girl, just burst out in a laugh. Crazy. Don't follow the ways of the world, the ways of the public. Learn your religion and respect it. Follow the Quran and follow the example you see in Prophet Muhammad, and you'll be respected by your family more and respected by the public more. And that's what you should want. Respect. Not to be accepted among the fools. So we pray God protect us from these extremes, guide us to the righteous course as Muslims. Dear beloved Muslims, in continuing the khutbah, I now would like to refer you to a work that has been done by one of the present-day scholars in our religion, Dr. Afdal Rahman. He calls the book Science of Islam. In this book, he mentioned how the Quran, in so many ways, inspired the believers, the Muslims, and motivated them and moved them to ventures, occupations, and the enrichment of the general society in terms of culture, science, etc. And he points to verses of Quran, and he shows us how those verses influence the thinking and appetites of the Muslims. He shows us how some verses touch the scientific-minded person and turn them on to scientific pursuits. And the result was the re-enlightenment, the illumination of the sciences again for man on this earth. And he shows how certain verses that speaks of the hereafter, the beauty that will be there, the mansions, the great mansions that will be for the believers. And he shows how that touched those who had in them ability to construct beautiful homes and beautiful houses. And it motivated them, it inspired them and motivated them to build fine palaces and fine places. In general, he shows us how the Quran touched everybody that had desire for something, that has potential and desire to bring out that potential. It touched everybody and influenced them in the best way and the most excellent way to get into some kind of productive pursuit and to beautify and make the society and environment excellent. Now, if the Quran is among us in the West, in America, then we expect the Quran will have that same influence on us. If we are Muslims, if we are really Muslims, then the Quran in our presence alone. Do we have the Quran? Yes. If we have Quran, then the Quran in our presence alone, it should be a factor among us, the factor among us, for motivating us toward excellence, beauty, goodness, the enrichment of the society. And if it's not doing that, it's because the Quran is the pure water, the life, falling on dead matter that has no desire for life. If there's desire for life, you will be enriched by the presence of the Quran. Yes. The people won't stay non-productive. People who get the Quran shouldn't stay non-productive. They should become productive. They shouldn't stay people, vulgar people, low-based people, caring nothing about making their environment beautiful and excellent. They should be motivated to change the ugly, dull, stagnant, vulgar environment into one of moral excellence, beauty, cultural excellence. This is what should happen if you are really responding to the Word of God. If that's not happening, then you are like that, the earth. The Quran said, Allah, see how Allah, he sends the clouds with the fertile rains,
yes,
and then let out the water upon a dead land, and it comes to life. And then God says again, see how that land watered by one water, one and the same water, things come up excellent, and things come up inferior and bad. From the same water. So we don't expect that everybody will respond to the Quran and have a great, beautiful life and a rebirth. No. Some are going to be like that bad land. Want nothing. Want nothing. Cares about nothing. Not interested in improving your life. So from you comes nothing but bad. Inferior stuff and bad stuff. The believers should not let their hearts be hurt by that. But know that God has said that's how he has created the world and given everyone the opportunity. But some will not allow themselves to respond to the word of God. Says, and it's not because their eyes are blind, but because the eyes in their heart are blind. It's the disposition of their heart that have blocked out the light and cuts them off from being aided and motivated toward excellence. Yes. He said no, but it is the sight within the heart that is blind. Not this eye, not these eyes. They can see with these eyes. Praise be to Allah. So, dear beloved Muslims, we're here in this part of the world where we are threatened by all kinds of bad influences all the time, within our homes and outside. We can't escape it. Throw out television, turn the radios off, still can't escape it. We don't want to get rid of these media, this media, because the media also bring education and excellence to us at the same. It brings both filth and excellence, goodness. So we don't want to do without it. So we have to discipline ourselves as Muslims to deal with this environment, to be strong enough to resist that. That is for the mean, low base, vulgar people. And take that is for the excellent mind, the high-minded people, the intelligent people, the people of good taste, those that hold some values before them all the time. Take that is for those people, and turn away that is for the low base, vulgar, senseless, crazy-minded people. That's what the Muslim has to do in order to be successful in this environment. And then compete with each other. Compete with the people of the past. In all that is good. God says, go as in a race, competing in all that is good. We should be competing with each other for the improvement of our society. So, brother so-and-so, he did such and such. Oh, I'm going to see. I believe I can do as much or more. Oh, sister so-and-so, she's really a beautiful influence in our community. I'm going to see, can I be equally beautiful and equally a good influence in our community? We should be competing with each other in that spirit, because that's what God said. Go as in a race toward all that is good. Compete with each other in virtues, in excellence. Not in greed, malice. We have a situation hanging over America, and it stays with the foolish people. Can't hardly drive down the street without someone trying to drive against you. Trying to drive against you. Bad enough just to drive together with some people that shouldn't even have a license. And now here people out there driving against you, dominated by the spirit of malice. Malice, ill will, bad feelings toward each other, motivated by the feeling to hurt somebody. Yes. That's not the Muslim. The Muslim is one who brings charity. And the Prophet said something as simple as a pleasant face to show your brother and sister is charity. And the Prophet also told us that whenever we meet each other, to greet each other with peace. Some of us, we call ourselves Muslims, and we know the person is a Muslim and won't even say As-salamu alaykum. Some of you won't even return it when the other one gives it. So As-salamu alaykum. So-called Muslim won't even say wa alaykum as-salam. And the Prophet has obligated us that if one gives you the greeting, you are obligated to return the greeting. And more excellent greeting, or at least the equal that you receive. That's what the Prophet has obligated us. Peace be upon him. They call yourself Muslim, and we come around you, we say, As-salamu alaykum, you don't even respond. Look at us like, say, who are you speaking to? And we should drive you out among us. That's right. We should say, hey, you're no Muslim, get out of here, and don't ever let me catch your face in here again. That's what we should do. Check them out, make sure they're not deaf. They might be deaf. Check out every possibility that something is wrong. And after you've checked it out thoroughly, you know nothing is wrong, the person just won't give a Muslim greeting, then they're not a Muslim, then get them out. Move, tell them to stay out of here, don't come back. Until they're ready to be Muslims. The Prophet even encouraged believers to shake hands. To shake hands with your brother. Shake hands with a believer. But I love the Prophet so much, because I find that what he has said is perfect. It's perfect. Couldn't nobody have guided him but God. There's a report that said, and they asked him, should they embrace? He said, no. I never like to see men. This is a hadith. Said agreed upon. not the strongest hadith, but says it was agreed upon. That the believers shouldn't meet and kiss, embrace and kiss. I never thought that was proper. Because if all of us did that, that would be extreme. That's an extreme. If we meet. And in this part of the world, be cautious. Sisters and brothers, be cautious. But let us follow the best. Allah says, and follow the best thereof.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad. Copies of the national broadcast tapes may be obtained through the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation. For full information, see their advertisement in the American Muslim Journal newspaper. Your financial support of this program, which is vital to our community, is needed and appreciated. Please send your contributions now to Zakat Propagation Fund, Post Office Box 49089, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. That's Zakat, Z-A-K-A-T, Zakat Propagation Fund, Post Office Box 49089, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Tune in next week at this same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Warif Deen Muhammad Speaks, produced by the American Muslim Mission. Thank you for listening.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
This is the world broadcast of Imam Warif Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Warif Deen Muhammad.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Darlene. Amen.
We greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Allah Most High says in Quran that it is not God's intent or intention or will to burden us, but it is His desire. He loves that we be made pure. He loves that we be made pure. In Al-Islam, the purity of intention is the beginning of purity for the Muslim. Whatever we intend, we should intend it for Allah's pleasure and do it or intend it with the whole of our heart, wholeheartedly. And do only what is right and strive hard to avoid what is wrong. The purity of intention is first for the Muslim in the Muslim life. And the Prophet has said, peace and blessings be on him, purity is half of faith. Purity is a half of faith. And again, Allah Most High has said that He does not desire to burden us, to put difficulty in our life. His desire is that we be made pure. Nothing is accomplished without effort, according to the Word of God. Nothing is accomplished without effort, according to the Word of God. Allah Most High in the Quran says that the human being cannot have anything without effort. Illa ma sa'a, cannot have anything without effort. Then there is an effort if we are to be clean people, if we are to have well-meaning lives and well-meaning intentions, then we must have effort to realize that. It's not going to come to us without effort. We must make an effort. You are here today, and it's cold outside, and it's a relaxation, a week for relaxation. Most of the people are relaxing this week between the two holidays that they have in the West. But you are here. Praise be to Allah. You wouldn't be here without effort. You had to make effort to come out here. If you just had relaxed and went along with the situation you were in and let the situation you were in tell you what to do, you wouldn't be here most likely. But because you have an aim, you have a purpose in life. And the purpose and aim of the Muslim is to please Allah. Because of that, you took charge of the situation. While many people allow the situation to take charge of them. Praise be to Allah, who's given us the guidance. And that is our life. That is our salvation. Without His guidance, we have nothing. Praise be to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says in Quran, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا
وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe and find satisfaction in their hearts by recalling, remembering God. Praise be to Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. And isn't it not by remembering God that the heart finds satisfaction? Now, look how miserable man is in the big city. Crowded, people all around him all the time. But he's lonely as he can be. Lonely. That is, if he hasn't given himself to a life for Allah's pleasure. But if he has given himself to a life for Allah's pleasure, he can be in New York City, Los Angeles, California, Chicago, wherever, Detroit, Michigan, wherever, or in the desert, or in the woods, he still has satisfaction. His heart is pleased. He's not lonely. He has company with God, and God is the best company. He's never lonely. No person should ever be lonely. If they will give themselves to the one who has done the most for them, they will never be lonely. But they pick out certain friends and certain fellows they know and certain people they know, and they look for satisfaction with those people. And they say, these are my friends. But have they done more for you than Allah? You should make your friendship first with the one who has done the most for you, and then you'll never be lonely. Praise be to Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. And isn't it not by recalling God that the heart finds satisfaction? Praise be to Allah. Allah Most High says in Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. O people, now surely there has come to you the messenger with the truth from your Lord. Therefore, to believe is better for you. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And if you disbelieve, reject it, that is, then know for sure that to Allah belongs whatever is in the heaven and whatever is in the earth. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. And Allah is always knowing and wise. يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقِّ. O people of Scripture, that is, Jews and Christians mainly, don't commit extravagance in your religion. Means going too far. Extravagance means taking the, stretching it too far. ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. And don't say of God anything but what is true. إنما المسيح عيسى ابن مريم رسول الله وكلمته. Surely Christ Jesus, Son of Mary, is only a messenger of God and his word, meaning a sign. ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله. He bestowed it on Mary. And a spirit from him. Therefore believe in Allah and in his messengers. فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Therefore believe in Allah and in his messengers. This is the distinction that we must make in religion if we are to keep our religion as Allah revealed it. The distinction between Allah and his messengers. The distinction between creator and creation. When we lose that distinction, then we fall into corruption. Praise be to Allah. Life is perseverance. Not sleeping and giving up. Death is sleep and giving up. Life is perseverance. If you want to enjoy life, you have to be steadfast. You have to be constant in your good principles. Don't pick up a good principle today and put it down this evening. You have to be constant. You have to persevere. And Allah says, "Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin." Surely, O God, he is with those who persevere. Patient ones. Steadfast ones. Constant ones. Suggest constant life. Those who are patient, it means those who hold to a pattern of life and don't change it every time the wind changes. They hold to a pattern of life. Praise be to Allah. Allah says, observe in the heavens and the earth his signs. See how the lower sphere change so often, cloudy to clear, noisy to peaceful, hot to cold, confused to simple. It's changing all the time. But if you could see above all the time, you would see a constant pattern. The heavens hold to a constant pattern. While this lower place is just going from change to change. Praise be to Allah. Now, where was your father made? In heaven. That's what Allah says in Quran, that he made our father in heaven. He didn't make him for this windy life. No, he made him for a constant life. For a constant life. To hold to principles faithfully. Not to give up every time the wind changes. If you want to establish yourself as a people, You have to come to this way of thinking. Then you can establish yourself as a people. But as long as you don't have a purpose in life, you don't have a concept of your life, a picture of your life before you, your eyes, in your view, that you're going to stick with, then you are like trash to be blown and taken in the wind. So make up your mind to live a patterned life. Allah says He created the human being on a pattern, not to be what you call fickle, not having any set idea, jumping from this idea to that idea. No. Allah created us for a set pattern of life. And the heavens reveal to us constancy. We look up in the sky and there is the Big Dipper. It hasn't changed. There is the Little Dipper. It hasn't changed. There are the other constellations. They haven't changed. They represent constancy. And I recall reading in the Christian scripture, says, and the stars are the saints, are the saints. They hold to the order of their life. Believe me, if we just do that much, we won't lose ourselves in this world. If we just do that much, now that's not big, that's not a whole lot. To remember, you don't need 10 pages to write that down. That's a simple direction from God. That He has created us on a pattern for a purpose. And hold to His way. And don't follow the divergent ways, diverse ways of the world. That's God's guidance to us. That's His guidance to us. Praise be to Allah. And believe me, that's the difference between the weak and the strong in the world. Well, the wicked are strong because they know they take advantage of the lack of strength in the innocent people. Not in the strong. Many of us are not wicked, but we are innocent. We are not wicked. But we are a big factor in the corruption of the world. Why? Because we are taken advantage of in our weakness, in our innocence. We are taken advantage of. So the big criminals, they are planning for your future all the time. You have no idea of your future. You have no fixed concept of what you should be, where you should be going, what your purpose is in the creation. You have no fixed idea that you're holding to. Therefore, you're vulnerable to the big criminals. And they plan your future for you. They say, oh, we got their future in our sights. And all your worth comes into their pockets. And you remain weak. Inferior, subjected, dependent, heavily, too much on outside people. Yes. And all you need to do is just take one lesson from Quran.
Right.
One lesson from Quran can save us.
Right.
Allah Most High says, I mean from anywhere in the Quran. So many lessons, just take one of them and hold to it. Allah Most High says in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. And the asr is translated time. By the time the human person is lost. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who have faith and they practice goodness. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they practice goodness. Now, to practice goodness, you have to make a choice. To practice goodness is no accident. To practice goodness is a choice. Those who practice goodness have made a choice. They made a choice between silly life and serious life, immoral life and moral life. They have made a choice. And that's why they are the ones who practice goodness. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Except for those who have faith and practice goodness. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. That's not enough. You have to take the whole formula. God has given us a formula to keep us from being lost in the world. Keep us from losing our precious life. He's given us a formula. Now, he says, except for those who have faith. That's one part of the formula. And practice goodness. That's the second part of the formula. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. That's the third part of the formula. تَوَاصَوْا. What's that? They promote. They are influencing each other to promote something. They want to promote something by influence. Don't you know every one of us are influenced for many things? These are an influence for what? For keeping to truth. Now, how many of our good friends will remind us that we are giving ourselves to a false life? Very few of our good friends will say, look, I've noticed a change in you. Say, I want to pull your coat before it's too late. I think you are beginning to give yourself to a false life. Daughter turned false overnight in the house. Son turns false overnight in the house. Daddy go back to his teenage years and he's 56 and turned false in the house overnight. Who loves the fellow man enough to pull his coat and say, hey, I think something is happening bad here, and I don't like to see you fall under it. Reading the Christian scripture I read where it says, am I my brother's keeper? After being a cause for his brother's downfall and put on the spot, then he asked the question, am I my brother's keeper? To say, shouldn't every individual stand on his own feet and be responsible for himself? Did not you equip him as you did me? Isn't this the attitude in the society today? Why should I wear myself out for him or for her? Why should I inconvenience myself? Make it like I made it. Do you remember how you made it? Do you remember when you couldn't do nothing for yourself? And God had provided you with some people, mother, father, aunt, grandparent, cousin, uncle, brother or sister, or friend, to help you along when you were not able to manage for yourself. Now, shouldn't we understand that though we are grown up, conditions can fall upon us that break us down and we become infants again, and we need each other? So let us not take on the mind of the devil that he passes out to his subjects in the season. They care nothing about anything except yourself. The greatest love of all is the love of self. After telling us a couple of generations ago or less that the greatest love of all was the love of Christ. And then so quickly they change and tell us the greatest love of all is the love of self. Why you want us to become so involved in self now? Is it because our unity will destroy your thing? And you want us to be so wrapped up in ourselves that we can't unite for a purpose? You devil, you. Seek refuge with Allah from the rejected Satan. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, we have to keep the distinction between Allah and creation. Once we lose that distinction, we have no saving source in our life, no saving power in our life. No, because then you're going to be at the mercy of the criminals. If the criminals can make you lose the idea of God, then they know they got you. Because there is nothing strong enough to save you except Allah. Nothing. You try to come against this wicked world with just your own ability, without faith in Allah, you finished. In fact, they can do you up so bad you think they God. Yeah, so once you don't know the real God, they get a hold of you, you think they God. You'd be telling the devil, oh God, I didn't mean it. Forgive me. Have mercy, please. You be calling him Lord. Yes. But with Allah, you become a bright star. You become a firm person. You frighten the devil away.
You've been listening to Imam Warif Deen Muhammad. Copies of the national broadcast tapes may be obtained through the Clara Muhammad Memorial Educational Foundation. For full information, see their advertisement in the American Muslim Journal newspaper. Your financial support of this program, which is vital to our community, is needed and appreciated. Please send your contributions now to Zakat Propagation Fund, Post Office Box 49089, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. That's Zakat, Z-A-K-A-T, Zakat Propagation Fund. Post Office Box 49089, Chicago, Illinois, 60649. Thank you.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
Tune in next week at this same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Watif Dean Muhammad Speaks, produced by the American Muslim Mission. Thank you for listening.